World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. The World Cup is over, but the argument about what it meant in North America is only getting sharper. The football has ended. The judgment phase has started. And today, the most interesting question is not whether this tournament was big. We know it was big. The question is whether it felt like it belonged to the people who hosted it. 2. The Guardian's latest look at fans in the United States, Mexico, and Canada describes the experience as a surprising success. That matters because it pushes back against the easy post-tournament story that this was only a commercial machine. Expensive tickets, long distances, complicated access, and a huge amount of spectacle. Those criticisms were real, and they still are. But fans are also telling a more complicated story. That the scale created genuine shared moments across 3 countries. For me, that is the real North American legacy question. Can a tournament be commercially enormous and still feel human on the ground? The answer is not going to come from one attendance number or one television rating. It comes from whether supporters felt they were participants rather than customers. That is where the legacy argument actually lives. And there is a useful new U.S. signal here. The final reportedly broke television records on both Fox and Telemundo. That tells us the audience was not merely curious, it was invested. But television reach is only the beginning. The harder test is whether that interest survives after the final whistle, when there is no trophy left to sell us. Yesterday, the question was how the tournament's aftermath would be managed by football's institutions. Today, the question is whether the people who experienced this World Cup will carry it forward in their own football culture. That is a much more personal test. Now to the player who seems to be carrying the emotional pressure of the next cycle, Lamine Yamal. The fresh line from Robert Lewandowski that he did not see Yamal's best at the World Cup is an opinion, not an official assessment. But it is revealing because it shows how quickly a brilliant young player can move from promise to expectation. Yamal is no longer being asked only to be exciting. He is being asked to define an era, to validate Spain's future, and to live up to a tournament that made him one of its symbols. That is a huge burden for any teenager. And honestly, I think people underestimate how quickly the next great thing can become a demand rather than a compliment. The human face of this story is not just Yamal's talent. It is Yamal trying to remain a person while the football world turns him into a projection. Lewandowski's comment does not prove that Yamal failed. It proves that the standard around him has already changed. That is the real pressure point. Spain's other post-tournament stories are lighter, and they matter too. BBC footage and reporting showed Fabian Ruiz and Gavi receiving their weight in tomatoes for the win. A wonderfully strange celebration that reconnects the champions with ordinary fan culture. After all the arguments about tactics, legacy, and superstar status, 2 players being measured in tomatoes is a reminder that football survives through joy as much as analysis. That is the part of a championship people remember when the statistics fade. Argentina's aftermath has a different tone. Reuters reports that assistant coach Roberto Ayala apologized for the incident involving Spain's Dani Olmo after the final. We should be precise here. An apology does not settle every disciplinary or governance question, and it does not rewrite what happened. But it is a meaningful change from yesterday's wider discussion about investigations and accountability. Yesterday, Argentina's story was about the emotional cost of defeat and the institutions deciding what came next. Today, there is a person stepping forward and trying to repair a moment that got out of control. That does not erase the tension. It gives the tension a human shape. Ayala is carrying a small but important piece of Argentina's reputation here. Coaches and assistants often disappear behind the head coach and the stars, until a difficult moment forces them into view. His apology says that the aftermath is not only about punishment, it is also about responsibility, dignity, and what a team chooses to do once the adrenaline is gone. That is why this story is bigger than one apology. There is also a quieter injury story worth tracking. Sky Sports and Al Jazeera report that William Saliba is facing an extended period out with a back injury after the World Cup. This is not a new tournament result, and I would not inflate it into one. But it is a reminder that the physical bill for a major tournament often arrives after the celebration. Saliba represents the players whose tournament experience does not end with the closing ceremony. Recovery, club pressure, and the next season all begin while the rest of us are still replaying the final. For France, it is a practical defensive concern. For Saliba, it is the less glamorous human side of representing your country at the highest level. That is the warning after the confetti. The body keeps the score. So where does this leave the biggest football argument? Spain still have the result, the control, and the next generation. Argentina still have the emotional gravity, but now also the responsibility to explain and repair parts of their final night behavior. Yamal has moved from breakout star to person under a microscope, and North America has moved from host stage to host community, from asking whether it could deliver the event to asking what the event leaves behind. That is a different kind of second day. There are no brackets to calculate and no next match to preview. The story is now about memory, pressure, and ownership. Who gets to define what this World Cup was? FIFA, the broadcasters, the champions, or the fans who actually lived it? My answer is that the fans will win that argument eventually. They always do. They keep the odd details, the long journeys, the songs, the players who surprised them, and the moments that felt bigger than the official narrative. The television records and the ticket prices will remain part of the history, but the emotional memory will be built person by person. And that is what I will be watching next. Not just how Spain are judged as champions, but how Yamal handles the weight of being their future. Not just whether Argentina face sanctions, but whether they can turn regret into responsibility. And not just whether North America hosted a successful World Cup, but whether a new generation of supporters feels invited to stay. For me, that is the story today. The tournament is finished. The meaning is still being played out. See you tomorrow.